我们一同打开圣经创世纪第十八章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 18.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。
And we want to read it together.
从第一节开始来读。
From verse 1.
读到第十九节。
To verse 19.
我们大家一同轮流来读。耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人对面站住，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，伏伏在地说，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息，我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去，你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说，就照着你的，他说，你就照着你的话行吧。亚伯兰急忙进帐篷见撒拉，说，你叔叔拿三细亚细面调和做饼。亚伯兰又跑到牛群里牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好了。亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。一同开始来读第九到第十九节。他们问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉在哪？他说，在帐篷。三人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里，你妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已断绝了。撒拉心里暗笑说，我既衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑说，我既已年老，果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这个时候，我必回到你这里来，撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉就害怕不承认，说，我没有笑。那位说，不然你实在笑了。三人就从那里起行向索多玛观看，要不然也与他们同行，要送他们一程。耶和华说，我要做的事岂可满足亚伯拉罕？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都因他得福。我眷顾他，我要叫他吩咐他的众子，我他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。我们的经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们讲到上帝与亚伯拉罕立约。
Last week we talk about the covenant between God and Abraham.
上帝必持守他对人的应许。
And that God will keep to His promise to man.
上帝又要人遵行神与人所立的约。
But He also wants us to keep to the covenant between us and Him.
所以我们在希伯来文里面看见有两个字是跟信实跟约有关系的。
In Hebrew, there are two words that's related to faithfulness.
一个字是应许，是单方面的。
The first one is a promise that is one-sided.
第二个字是约，是双方面的。
The covenant, that, however, is dual.
当神应许人的时候，
When God gave us a promise,
他单方面把他的信实、把他的恩典、把他将要赐人的福讲出来。
By His own, He gave us His blessings.
但是当神要与人立约的时候，
But when He set a covenant with us,
他除了应许之外，他要人遵守神与人所立的约。
There is a dual direction other than giving us a promise, He wants us to follow it.
所以这样，神是立约的神。
So our God is a God of covenant.
神的子民是蒙受恩约的子民。
The people of God has received His grace.
神的应许，神有责任把它持守到底。
And the Lord is responsible for His own promises.
而人以上帝立约，人有责任遵行上帝的命令。
And we have the responsibility to fulfill His command in our covenant.
上帝以亚伯拉罕立约的结果，
the end and the result of the covenant with Abraham.
神有吩咐亚伯拉罕，你要行割礼。
Is that God commanded Abraham to have circumcision?
在肉身上有一个窝， 与你立约的记号。
That there must be a mark of covenant that is physical.
像神的赐福就在已经立约的人身上，用这个记号被认定出来了。
The blessings of God is then confirmed with this mark.
亚伯兰从来不过问为什么，为什么。因为他的信心就是用顺从表现出来的。
Abraham did not ask why, because his faith is demonstrated with his obedience.
所以十七章告诉我们，亚伯兰同意了，就跟他的孩子以实玛利一同行了割礼。
Chapter 17 tells us that on the same day Abraham was circumcised with Ishmael his son.
在肉身中间有了记号。
Physically, he then had a mark.
使他成为属于上帝的子民。
To show that he is belonging to the people of God.
到了第十八章的时候。
When we reach chapter 18.
记载几件很特别的事情。
A few things was recorded.
夏天天气很热。
In summer, it was very warm.
亚伯兰就坐在帐篷的门口。
And so he sat at the entrance to his tent.
当他正在乘凉到一半的时候，
when he was trying to be in the shade,
他头一抬起来，
he looked up,
看见三个人站在他的面前。
He saw three persons standing nearby.
马上就起立。
Immediately he stood up.
这些人面前，
and went before them,
他就向他们跪下来了。
And knelt before them.
这件事情告诉我们什么？
This matter tells us,
亚伯兰对神是很敏感的。
That Abraham was sensitive to the servants of God.
亚伯兰很敏感地发现是上帝的使者站在他面前。
With his sensitivity, he knew these were messengers of God.
亚伯兰对他们说什么呢？
And Abraham said to them,
亚伯兰说，主啊，
O Lord,
你现在到我这里来。
You have come before me.
我主，如果我在你的面前蒙恩。
If I have found favor in your eyes,
求你不要离开我。
Do not pass your servants by.
亚伯兰自己是一个主人的身份。
Abraham was a master of over many.
他下面的多少几百几千个顺服他的人。
He must have had thousands of servants.
那么亚伯兰自己是伟人之主，他怎么叫另外一个人为主呢？
So why would he address another person as Lord?
这很清楚给我们看见亚伯兰的灵性是怎样的一个灵性。
Clearly he demonstrated his spirituality.
他不因为在社会中间的地位看自己很高。
Just because he had a high status, he didn't think of himself as great.
他就是非常的敏感，在神面前谦卑自己。
He was sensitive that he need to be humble before the Lord.
这是很重要的一种灵性的表现。
This is a very important demonstration of spirituality.
许多时候基督徒的生活。
Very often in the Christian life.
当我们有一些过人之处的时候。
If we have some talent better than other person.
我们就看自己。自视过高，
we will consider ourselves as better，
甚至用那种态度在上帝的教会里面，
and we will use this attitude even in the house of God，
甚至我们不知道神在我们面前我们应当怎么样的谦卑，
and we would not even be humble with God before us。
现在教会里面有一些有成就有恩赐有所有造诣的人，
in the churches today there may be people who are very talented, have some successes.
他们在人面前是非常傲慢的态度，
they have arrogant attitude before men.
连在神面前他们也已经没有谦卑的态度，
and very often they do that even before God.
我非常有兴趣的事情是什么呢？
The thing that interests me greatly,
要不然你看见这三个人他就站起来，
is that Abraham stood up when he saw these three persons.
他就向前去迎接他。
And he went to welcome them.
这件事呢，在约翰福音第八章耶稣基督讲出来了。
Jesus Christ referred to this in the Gospel of John chapter 8.
耶稣基督对法利赛人说，
Jesus said to the Pharisees,
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，
your ancestor Abraham,
他看见我的时候，
when he saw me,
他就从远处望见，他就迎接我。
From afar he saw me and he came to welcome me.
亚伯兰是一个时时刻刻等候可以迎接耶稣基督的。
Abraham was a person that waited to welcome Jesus Christ.
创世纪第十八章没有告诉我们这三个人里面到底有什么意思。
Genesis 18 would not reveal to us what is the who are these three persons.
三个人中间的一位，
but one among the three,
对亚伯兰讲话的时候，
when he spoke to Abraham,
竟然用神的第一人称的权威来讲话，
spoke with the authority of God in the first person manner.
我要赐福给你，
I will bless you.
明年我再到这里来的时候，
next year when I come again,
我要看见撒拉生一个孩子。
I will see Sarah, your wife, having a son.
这三个人里面有一个是上帝。
So out of the three, one is God.
这三个耶和华的使者。
These three messengers of Jehovah God.
有一个以神的身份，以神的权威对亚伯兰讲话。
One spoke to Abraham like God.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见上帝 曾经用人形向人显现。
Clearly, we see that God appeared in the human flesh form.
所以圣经这样说。
The Bible says,
有三个人对面站着。
There were three persons standing nearby.
他一看见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们。
When Abraham saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them.
要不然就伏伏在地。
And Abraham bowed down to the
ground. 说我主，我如果在你面前蒙恩。
And said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord.
求你不要离开我这里。
Do not pass your servant by.
不要去。
Do not go away.
当亚伯兰看见这是主的时候。
When Abraham recognized that this is the Lord.
眼睛一亮。
His eyes were open.
他就站起来。
He stood up.
他就跑过去。
And he ran there.
跪下来
and knelt before him,
称他为主
and call him Lord,
他就求他不要离开
and ask him not to leave.
如果我蒙恩的话
if I have found favor in your eyes,
这种灵性是今天教会很少有人的灵性
this sort of spirituality is seldom seen in the church today.
当神的机会来到我们这时候
when the opportunity of God would come,
我们轻易放过他
very often we let it go.
当神的话临到我们的耳朵的时候
when the words of God come into our ears,
塞住耳朵不肯听
We would not listen.
当神的命令向我们发出来的时候
And when the command of God is given to us,
我们感到这些属灵的聚会这些话语给我太多的麻烦
We often think that all these gatherings are so troublesome.
因为我们这种的态度
With such an attitude,
我们这一生也听不见多少神对我们讲话
We would often not be able to hear God speaking to us.
我们看不到多少神向我们显现的荣耀
And we will miss many glories of God.
我们也没有领受多少的命令吩咐我们
And we will not receive the commands of God telling us what to do.
所以我们的聚会就一次一次奉行故事，一直把神的恩典糟蹋掉了。
And so time again we will waste away the grace of God.
当神今天对你讲话的时候
，When God should speak to you today,
你已经预备好了要听吗
？Are you prepared to listen to him?
当神今天发命令的时候
，When God sends his command to you,
你已经预备了要遵行吗
？Are you prepared to follow him?
当神今天用不同的办法向我们显现的时候
，When God appeared to us through many different methods,
我们敏感他在我们中间吗
？Are we sensitive to his presence?
这就是前面的这一段我要以大家分享的信息。
This is the message I want to share with you with this passage.
亚伯兰是个这么敏感的人。
Abraham was so very sensitive.
神从来不像人这样显现。
God would not appear in this manner before.
一次显现，他马上知道你是主。
But Abraham recognized it from the very first time.
所以亚伯兰现在的眼光敏感到一个地步。
With the eyes of faith, he was so sensitive.
尖锐到一个地步。
And he was so able to see.
准确到一个。
He was so precise.
神显现的那一秒，就是他发现神向他显现的同一秒。
The very moment God appeared to him, he recognized it.
今天我们的聚会。
In our gathering today.
不是没有神的同在。
It is not that God is not here.
我们信息里面。
In our messages,
不是神没有神的命令。
It's not that God's commands are not there.
经历中间。
In our own experiences,
不是没有神的施恩。
It's not that God's grace is not there.
神施恩的时候。
But when God gave us His grace, when the presence of God is there,
当神显现的时候。
When God shows Himself,
当神发命令的时候。
When He gives us His commands,
那时候我们正在睡觉。
Very often we are sleeping.
我们正在沉睡。
Very often we are sound asleep.
我们正在转眼看别的东西。
Our eyes were turned to other places.
我们根本没有预备心要领受神的话。
We have never prepared ourselves to receive Him.
所以就这样让神的恩典一次一次就流失掉了。
And the grace of God will pass us by time and again.
我再讲一次。
I say this again.
神不经常用人的形象向人显现。
God will not appear often in the form of man.
这以前圣经也没有给我们看见多少这样的例子。
In the Bible, we have very seldom such examples.
那一天神向人显现的时候，亚伯兰马上发现这个显现的就是神。
But the very day when God appeared in a human form, Abraham recognized it immediately.
这不是凑巧的事情。
This is not by coincidence.
罗马城不是一天里面建成功的。
Rome is not built in one day.
这个冰山不是一天里面建成的。
And the ice mountain would not be formed in just one day.
这个亚伯兰是久久以来就预备建筑，预备心听主的话，每时每刻预备要看见上帝的荣耀。
Abraham was a person that was preparing himself all the time, every single moment to see the glory of God.
这个时刻忽然间来到的时候
，So when the moment suddenly appeared,
他就把这个时机紧紧抓住。
He grabbed hold of this opportunity.
他的眼睛不会被别的东西所分散他的注意力。
And his eyes was not distracted by other things.
因为他一生一世就是为这种时刻 今年不断预备自己。
As if his life was meant to prepare for such moment.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他一站起来
，Once he stood up，
跑过去
，and hurried there，
他就跪下来
，he bowed down，
因为他太清楚了，不是上帝不可能。
He knew clearly that it was impossible not to be God.
上帝怎么用人的形状向人显现呢
？But why would God appear like a human being？
当上帝用人的形状向人显现，你怎么知道这个是人或者这个是上帝呢
？How would you know that this is God or man？
这就是亚伯兰跟所有法利赛人不同的地方。
This is where Abraham differed from the Pharisees.
当上帝用人的形象在亚伯兰面前一显现的时候，亚伯兰眼睛一亮，马上认出他就是主。
Abraham was able to recognize the Lord once he appeared in human form.
这段时间太短了。
The moment of recognition is very short.
但这么短的时间，亚伯兰都没有错过机会。
But Abraham did not let that short moment disappear.
亚伯兰所认识的这位主
，The Lord that Abraham knew，
是不是那个从来没有人看见上帝的那位主？
Was it the God that no one has ever seen？
亚伯兰所认识的这位主
，The Lord that Abraham recognized，
就是后来道成肉身，33年半，用人的身体向人显现的那一位主。
Is the Lord that appeared in the flesh for 33.5 years in ministry towards men.
耶稣基督就印证了这件事情。
And Jesus Christ affirmed this.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
Your ancestor Abraham.
仰望我的日子。
The days that he has seen me.
好。这个迎见我就站起来。
And he stood up when he saw me.
他就招手。
And he called me.
他就欢迎我。
And welcomed me.
耶稣基督事实上证明这一件事件就是亚伯兰对基督的认识。
So Jesus Christ affirmed that Abraham recognized Christ.
但是法利赛人怎么样呢
？But the Pharisees say.
他们看耶稣看了33年半，他看不出这位是主。
They've observed Jesus Christ for 33.5 years. They cannot recognize him as Lord.
圣经里面比较像这种灵性的人，是约翰讲的话语。
And in the New Testament, John would be a person who says.
约翰福音，约翰一书第一章第一节告诉我们。
First John chapter 1 verse 1 says.
论到从起初原有的生命之道。
With regard to the word of life from the very beginning.
我们曾经亲眼看见。
We have witnessed with our own eyes.
我们曾经亲耳听见。
And heard it with our own ears.
我们曾经亲手摸过它。
And we have touched him.
对，这里希腊文所讲的我们亲眼看见那个字不是英文的 look， 不是英文的 see， 是我们英文所讲的 gaze。
And in English, in the original language, the word means gaze.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
我们定睛注视过他。
That means we have once stared at him.
我们亲耳注意听过他。
And we have listened to him attentively.
我们亲手抓住过他。
And with our own hands, we have grabbed hold of him.
我们知道这一位道成肉身的耶稣就是。永恒的主
，and we knew that Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is the eternal Lord.
所以约翰对耶稣的注视
，and so the gazing of the apostle John
看出他就是上帝
，helped him to recognize that he is God.
这一个亚伯拉罕对耶稣基督的观看
，it is similar to the observation of Abraham to Jesus Christ.
马上跪下来称他为主
，immediately he bowed down and called him Lord.
旧又新又两个圣徒异曲同工。
This is the similarity in faith between the Old Testament and New Testament saints.
但亚伯兰好像如水得鱼一样的。
For Abraham, it is as if like fish has found water.
用肉眼看见用肉身显现的主的时候。
With his physical eyes, he saw the Lord coming in the physical form.
他向一个人跪下来。
And he knelt down to one person.
他把人叫做是主。
And he called this person my Lord.
这是何等伟大的一件事情。
This is such a grand thing.
他的信心告诉他这就是上帝。
His faith tells him that this is God.
当上帝用人形显现的时候
，When God appeared in human form，
你怎么敢把有人形的一个在你面前站着的使者当作上帝呢
？How would you dare recognize a human form as God？
如果这次你看出了把人当作上帝来敬拜，你是不是亵渎上帝
？Isn't this a blasphemy against God？
你如果他是真正的上帝哦，你不敬拜，你是不是失去机会呢？
But if he is really God and you would not worship him, would you not lose the opportunity?
这里面隐藏的难题是多得不得了了。
There are so many difficult problems with the passage.
当亚伯拉罕对这位主讲话的时候
，But when Abraham spoke to this Lord,
他用非常刻薄、非常谦卑的态度来讲话。
He spoke with an attitude of great humility.
如果我在你的面前蒙恩
，If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord,
求你不要离开我而去。
Do not pass your servant by.
让我用水来招待你。
Let me give you some water.
让我用食物来供应你。
Let me give you some food.
你可以洗洗脚。
That you may wash your feet.
你可以领受我所贡献给你的东西吃喝。
And receive the things I've given to you.
这个态度是很好的。
This is a great attitude.
今天有的人一边奉献。
Today we will give our offering as we serve the Lord.
一边呱呱叫上帝给他忙得不得了。
At the same time we grumble that there's so much to do.
一边像马太一样。
Like Martha.
在房间里面吵来吵去，一面骂玛丽，马大骂玛丽亚。
As she cooked in the kitchen, she would grumble against Mary.
她不是没有侍奉。
It is not that she did not serve.
一方面侍奉，一方面不甘心侍奉。
As she served, she was not willing.
一方面侍奉，一方面骂别人不侍奉。
As she served, she is grumbling that others are not doing it.
一面侍奉，一面要耶稣骂那些不侍奉的人。
As she was serving, she wanted Jesus to reprimand others.
所以马大侍奉的时候
，So when Martha served the Lord,
不甘心的感情。
There is this element of unwillingness. And there's this blaming of others. And even blame Jesus for his unfairness of treatment.
我从买菜、煮菜、切菜、煮好，他在那边坐下，听到这么舒服。
I have been buying the vegetable and the food. I prepare it and I'm cooking it, whereas my sister just sat there.
不但自己有所定夺，要怎么骂她的弟妹妹
？She has a certain idea of how the sister should be reprimanded.
她还要耶稣站在她一边。
And she wanted Jesus to stand on her side.
我告诉你，你站在耶稣一边，跟你要耶稣站在你一边是完全不同的两件事。
There is a difference between wanting Jesus to stand on your side and you standing on Jesus' side.
美国南北战争四年。
In the Civil War of America for 4 years, when it ended,
有一个海军上将跑到林肯这里来。
There was a Navy admiral who came to Lincoln.
他说，伟大的总统先生。
And he said, "Great Mr. President,
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
这一次我们北方战胜了。
Now that we have won, the North has won.
Grant 战胜了 Lee.
General Grant won over General Lee.
我们要感谢上帝。
We want to give thanks to God.
因为上帝站在我们这边。
Because God was on our side.
林肯听了以后，转眼瞪他一下。
Abraham Lincoln turned and stared at him.
他就问他说：“你有没有搞错啊？”
And asked him, "Did you make a mistake?"
其实的不是上帝在我这边，我们站在上帝那边。
Actually, it's not that God is with us, it's that we are with God.
你怎么可以说是上帝站在我们这边？
How can you say that God is with us?
我们这次打胜仗，因为我们站在上帝那边。
We have victory because we were on God's side.
你明白了没有？
Can you understand this?
马大侍奉上帝的时候，
When Martha served God,
一边侍奉一边呱呱叫。
As she served, she grumbled.
一边侍奉一边发牢骚。
As she served, 一边侍奉一边
怪这怪东怪西。
And she kept complaining about all kinds of things.
还不够。
Not only that.
一边侍奉一边自以为意。
As she served, she was self-righteous.
她还盼望上帝跟她站一边，与她一同骂妹妹。
She wanted God to stand on her side to reprimand her sister.
要不然侍奉从来不是如此。
This was not the case for Abraham.
要不然侍奉是什么呢？
The ministry of Abraham.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱上帝。
Is that he will love God with all his strength, all his mind, all his heart, and all his soul.
又怕上帝不要他招待。
And he is afraid that God would not take him.
又怕他的奉献上帝不要接受。
And that God would not take his offerings.
所以他怎么祷告呢？
So in his prayer,
跪在上帝面前。
He would kneel before God.
主啊。
And said, My Lord,
如果我在你面前蒙恩。
If I have found favor before you.
求你不要离开我。
Do not pass your servant by.
好让我可以给你水。
That I may give you all water.
你洗洗你的脚。
That you will wash your feet.
我给你洗的手。
That I may give you food.
你可以在这里休息休息。
That you may rest here.
他完全不计较他付什么代价。
He never calculated his own cost.
他完全不计较他怎么舍己。
He never calculated his own self-sacrifice.
完全不计较他怎么样奉献，怎么牺牲。
And he will not bear in mind how he has given.
这种爱是真正的爱。
This is true love.
我告诉你啊，
I tell you this.
你一面给人东西，一面骂人，你知道不知道花多少钱买的？
When you give people something and you keep scolding him and say, don't you know how expensive this is?
证明你给的不甘愿，而且你没有真正的爱。
It means that you're not willing and there's no true love.
你还记得你第一次谈恋爱的情形吗？
Can you remember the first time you fell in love?
你买了多贵的东西，你还很怕对方不要就麻烦了。
You buy very expensive gift and you're afraid that the other person will not take it.
那时候你都不计较这么贵，我花了几个人薪水才买，你只要他肯，感谢主他要收我的礼物了。
And all you're interested in would be the other person willing to take this expensive gift.
那牺牲是出于真正的爱。
But that kind of self-sacrifice is from true love.
我们对主的侍奉。
Our ministry, our serving the Lord.
对主的爱也是如此。
This is the way we should be when we love the Lord.
我发现我的学生一面侍奉，一面做，我太累，我太疲倦，我就知道这个人不行了。
If I look at my student as they serve, they say, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so, so difficult.
如果一个传道人做的半死，又从来笑脸，从来不讲他多么苦，多么疲倦，我感到他真的爱主。
And I would think that a preacher would really love the Lord, despite all the hard work, they still are full of joy.
要不然不是年轻人了。
Abraham was no longer young.
他这个时候已经99岁了。
He was already 99 years old.
他看见这个主太伟大，他跪在他的面前。
But he realized the greatness of the Lord, so he knelt before him.
我才67岁，我下车上车都比较辛苦了。
I'm already 67, but I find it difficult to get in and out of cars.
如果你现在叫我跪下来，我就爬不起来了。
If you ask me to kneel down, I probably can't get out.
要不然比我这个年龄还大32年。
Abraham is 32 years my senior.
32年以后，我大概膝跳跳了。
32 years later, I probably will not be here.
要不然看见主，他就跪下来。
And Abraham knelt before the Lord.
他就跪拜上帝。
And worship him.
他说，主啊。
And he said, my Lord.
如果我在你面前蒙恩。
If I have found favor in your eyes.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
你不一定要施恩给我。
It means you may not need to give me grace.
我不可以蒙受你的恩典。
I am unworthy to receive.
但是如果。
However, if.
你肯施恩。
If you are willing.
如果你看我。
If you look at me.
还可以蒙恩的话。
And you think I can receive this.
我求你。
I call upon you.
不要离开我。
Do not leave me.
你在这里吧。
Leave, stay here.
赐福给我吧。
Yeah, bless me.
让我发财, 你才走吧。
Let me have prosperity.
不是,
then you
leave. No.
Stay here.
休息一下,
rest.
给我有机会服侍你吧。
Then I have the opportunity to serve you.
这个态度是好得不得了的。
This is a great attitude.
我真的很受这段圣经的感动。
I have been deeply touched by this passage.
礼拜三的时候呢,
On Wednesday,
我在印尼去, 我在台湾照样去找那医生来替我弄我的手。
I was in Taiwan, so I found the doctor to treat my arm.
那么礼拜一的时候,
On Monday,
我太太送我到礼拜天送我到飞机场的时候,
On Sunday, when my wife sent me to the airport,
她说呢, 印尼有一个武术的一个专家，是跌打的专家, 也是一个什么扭伤的这个什么专家, 就是专家就是的。
She said that Indonesia there's a martial art expert, some medical expert.
我说你怎么知道他是专家?
I said, how do you know that he's an expert?
哇,他给我医很好。
She said, wow, she treated me.
能够医你就叫专家。
I said, well, just because he treated you, he's an expert.
那你想想看哦,
Tell me. She said, she
知道说你这里痛,那里痛,对不对? 全部给他讲对了。
And when he touched my feet, he was able to predict where the pain was. So I was interested.
这一次礼拜五晚上,我也又定,也去找他。
And so on Friday, I made an appointment to see him.
给我脚底按摩。
He gave me food reflexology.
他就对我说几句话,
and he said something to me.
你现在有点糖尿病了。
He said you have some diabetes.
我没有告诉他欸。
I didn't tell him this.
还有你的肩膀左边很痛, 对不对?
He said your shoulder is very painful on the left side.
痛了四个月, 从来他不知道的。
And I never told him this.
那么我说, 哪一边呢?
I said, which side?
他说不必讲, 两边都有。
He said, both sides.
右边是刚刚痛的。
But the right side just started.
完全讲对了。
And was very accurate.
我就莫名其妙, 这个人好像料事如神一样。
I was quite curious as to his accuracy.
后来我的太太就偷偷从他的桌子拿一个东西给我看。
And my wife went to his table to take something.
我一看的时候呢,
I look at it.
原来这一个呢, 中国的少林寺请他去讲授。
And this person is a lecturer at the Shaolin Temple.
华侨的讲师。
And he is an overseas Chinese expert.
祖传的这一个武功。
And he had this martial art from his ancestor.
这个叫做八经,
to
跌打,
take care of ligaments.
个专家,
an expert.
连中国的给他证书, 我说你这个证书是人家送或者你买来的。
I asked him whether his certificate is genuine.
我就捉弄他, 因为他比我小七岁。
He's younger than me 7 years.
老人家有点资格捉弄人的。
So I can play a trick on him.
那么还有另外一个书啊, 都很好的。
So there are many certifications.
原来他从前做过礼拜。
This person came to church before.
我就传福音给他。
So I preached the gospel to him.
那么我就去医他了。
And then went to help him.
拜三到台北的医生。 拜五在印尼的医生。
Wednesday, the doctor in Taipei, Friday, Indonesia.
我的时间是排得满满的。
But my timetable is so filled up.
礼拜四一早6点就起来了。
On Thursday morning, I woke up.
7点我就到飞机场了。
At 7, I went to the airport.
到Jakarta是下午1点半。
I will reach Jakarta at 1:30.
2点拿了行李出来。
At 2, I take the baggage.
3点半我已经在工地里面。
3:30, I'm already at the construction site.
那一天呢, 我们工地里面一个这个管理员对我说,
At that day, the supervisor of the construction site said,
今天有两个人要来找你,
there are two visitors for you.
这两个人呢, 一个老,
one young, one elderly.
我不知道原来年轻的就是他的女儿。
The younger one was the daughter, this person's daughter.
纽约毕业的,
graduate from New York.
室内设计最好的专家,
one of the experts in interior decoration.
所以我说, 好,
so I said, I'll wait for her.
她来的时候呢,
when she came,
这个年纪大的人已经60岁了,
the elderly person is in the 60s.
上楼见到我的时候,
when he met me on the top of the staircase,
我说,
I said, I seem to have met you.
啊, 当然见过我了,
he said, certainly.
几年前我们 教会呢, 你召集我们的时候, 我是委员会之一吗?
A few years ago, I was part of the organizing committee.
那我不知道他要讲什么了。
So I don't know what he wanted to say.
后来, 经过那个 supervisor 介绍,
the supervisor introduced,
原来他是全东南亚室内设计最贵最好的。
Him as the most important and most expensive interior decorator in Southeast Asia.
那么他要来做什么呢?
What was the purpose of the visit?
我就不知道了。
I didn't know.
如果我请他设计,
if I were to hire him,
那我大概大礼拜堂是比这个礼拜堂大四倍。
The main sanctuary we have is four times larger than this one.
我要整个用木头把它做，把它包好起来。
And I wanted to have wood paneling.
那大概需要是300万美金。
We think it will need $3 million.
300万美金。
300,000 US dollars.
不是不是不是，我弄错了，300万美金。
Yeah,
$3 million.
If you were to hire this person in Singapore,
可能要700万到1000万美金。
You got to pay about $7 million to $10 million.
第一流第一流的第一流。
The best of the best.
我不知道的。
I didn't know this.
我只知道有一次我到香港去。
I only knew that once I went to Hong Kong.
力宝公司的 office 里面。
In the office of Lippo Bank,
哇，我看这个木头漂亮的不得了。
I look at the wall paneling.
设计得好得不得了。
With great design.
天衣无缝。
And the wood is so well matched.
我注意看, 一点破绽都没有。
And it was very well done.
我就问李文正先生。
And so I asked James Riady.
这样完美的这个设计跟这样完美的这个工匠。
Dr. Mokhtar Riady, such a beautiful work.
我说真的了不起。
It's very great.
这个广东人到底是木匠。
And the Cantonese really could a good carpentry.
香港的工匠真是太厉害了。
And the Hong Kong workmanship is very good.
很少看到这个完美的事情。
I have never seen such wonderful interior.
他们是你错了, 不是香港, 也不是广东, 是印尼来的。
And Dr. Riady said, no, it's from Indonesia.
我也不知道原来印尼也不错的。
I didn't know the Indonesians can be that good.
我说你叫印尼多少个工人来这边做啊?
I said, how many people from Indonesia came?
那么他们在什么工厂做这些木头, 这么大的一个公司?
Such a big place, where did they go to make this?
你不知道印尼有这样好的。
He said, you don't know that we have such good craftsmanship. They only sent one person.
坐飞机到香港,
they flew to Hong Kong with a measuring tape.
量量量量全部量清楚都算下去了,
and then they just measured the whole place.
又回印尼,
go back to Indonesia.
几个月以后呢,
few months later,
所有都做好了,
all the things are completed.
把它包装好了,
and package.
用船运来,
and sent by sea.
运到香港,
it reached Hong Kong.
就把它放上去,
and they were panelized.
连一个millimeter都不差。
And it was precise then.
我说这个是神话或者故事啊。
I said, this sounds so unreal.
因为我们平常用测量，拉一拉就长一点点了。
Sometimes we use a measuring tape, it's not accurate.
它是量到比米粒更小的0.几米粒。
But this was very, very precise, no gap.
后来我问什么公司啊?
So I asked which company?
这公司是 BIKA, B-I-K-A.
This company is called BIKA, B-I-K-A.
我有听过。 但没有亲眼看过。
I said, I've seen it, but I've not witnessed it.
今天我看过了。
Now I've seen it.
这样做要多少钱呢?
How much would it cost?
印尼坐飞机来量。
For Indonesia to fly here, and then you go back.
印尼做好了又船一来。
And ship the thing here.
整批的工人来香港装。
And the workers will come.
装得好再回去。
And then return.
他说当然是天文数字了。
Of course, it's astronomical, he said.
很值得。
But it's worth it.
还比香港叫人做比这个差还更便宜。
It is still cheaper than hiring Hong Kong people.
从印尼来看呢。
From Indonesia,
真是天文数字,
it's astronomical.
因为印尼一个小房间, 它就几十万美金, 这个一个小房子, 几个房间, 几十万美金的工钱才做好的。
Because in Indonesia, you spend hundreds and thousands of US dollars.
所以我说你是哪个公司?
So I asked which company.
老人家说我是BIKA来的。
So the elderly person said, I'm from BIKA. So I was astonished.
到底今天是有人来访问我, 或者我在做梦?
Am I dreaming today?
他要来做什么呢?
He came for what purpose?
我来。 我决定替整个礼拜堂包木头。
And he said, I've decided to come and have wooden panelized for your church panels. And in my heart, I said, my goodness, how much would it cost us?
我建堂的人不够还怎么付你?
I don't have enough money to pay you.
他说,
he said, I want to offer this to the Lord.
所以他是最好的,
so he is the best.
但用最谦卑的心要来奉献,
but with the most humble spirit, he came to give.
他只带了一大堆的木头, 一箱都老人家带来,
and this elderly person brought this whole box of wood.
唐牧师你选,
and said, Dr. Tong, you will choose.
这种是 oak wood.
This is oak.
这种是什么木什么木, 我都忘记, 只记得一种,
I only remember one type oak.
那么你看看,
you look at it.
你认为哪一种最美?
Whatever you think is best.
这种的毛病是什么?
I would, what are the problems? The lines, the
grains.
The length.
这样配合,
the combinations.
我听了有点乱啊,
I was a bit confused. He said, my daughter is here.
也解释给我听,
and she explained it.
完了以后呢,
after that,
他说我们跟你的supervisor讲过了,
he said, we have spoken to your supervisor.
那我那个礼拜堂啊,
that church,
从地板到天花板, 比这个再高7公尺,
from the ground to the ceiling about 7 meters higher than this,
23公尺高,
23 meters high.
整个前面后面长度, 单单前面那一片, 从东到西, 就80公尺,
the dimension from one side to another is already 80 meters.
多少木头,
so you got to have much, a lot of wood,
要做到多少困难,
a lot of difficulties.
我就一直听他讲, 变成完全没有口才的人,
so before him, I'm not articulate anymore.
那么你下面的副堂会做2000座位的,
the site sanctuary will seat 2000.
我看了你们的设计,
and he said, looking at your design,
最长的木头的地方要5公尺,
you need 5 meters the height.
不是要像楼上的设计,
it is not like upstairs,
没有这样长的木,
so there isn't wood that's so large.
我就不做了,
so I would not do it.
后来我跟他解释以后呢,
so after I discussed with him,
最后量出来不到4公尺,
in the end it's less than 4 meters.
他后来讲一句话,
and he said,
连楼下我有全部替你做,
I will also do the downstairs sanctuary then.
哇,我吓了一跳了,
so I was shocked.
那么这个应该多少费用呢?
It will cost a lot of money.
他的态度谦卑得不得了,
but he had this very humble attitude,
很像这段圣经所讲的,
as it, like this passage,
如果我在你面前蒙恩,
if I have five favor before your eyes,
让我服侍你,
let me serve you.
这是不可能的事情,
this is impossible.
后来有一个人对我说,
another person said to me,
Mika的老板自己来找你, 说要做这些事,
the boss of Mika came to look for you himself.
你知道吗? 我请他替我的房子做好这些事, 要排队9个月还不一定替我做的。
Do you know that I tried to get him to do my house and I had to be on queue for 9 months?
那我们的supervisor对他说,
and our supervisor said to him,
我们12月30日要交献堂了,
we have a dedication at the end of December this year.
他说不是没有可能,
he said it's not impossible,
尽我所能,
I will try my best,
把这么大的工作把它做好,
and finish this great work.
那我说, 如果天花板没有装好, 你要不要做? 哦, 不做,
I said,
一下雨我的木头都坏了,
if the ceiling is not completed, will you do it? He said, no.
整个屋顶做到完全做好了我才做。
He said, I will start only when your roofing is completed.
我就不知道赶不到时间了。
I don't know whether we'll make it.
结果他讲一句话什么?
And he said,
下个礼拜我到欧洲去。
Next week I'll go to Europe.
他老人家自己坐飞机到欧洲。
He will go himself to Europe.
在德国一间很大的木头工厂里面。
He will go to a large factory in Germany.
我亲自去找每一块木头。
And
然后叫他们运回来, 来做这个事情。
This elderly person said, I personally will go and choose the wood and ask them to send back to Indonesia.
很多人要奉献不是这样的。
Many people, when we offer, 啊, this is not the way.
教会免费的, 剩下没有用的拿搬过去就算了。
We say that, oh, things that we don't want, we give it to the church.
反正上帝是很慈爱的。
God is loving.
做好, 做不好, 他一定怜悯我们。
God will have mercy whether, whatever we give him.
所以明后天呢,
so the day after,
他就坐飞机到德国去,
he will go to Germany.
他到工厂的仓库一片一片木去找,
to go to the warehouse to search for the wood.
找到最好的,
to find the very best.
整批要多少叫他运回印尼,
and then send it all back to Indonesia.
他自己督工,
and he will supervise.